was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery.
Welcome back, my friends. We can't even spare the time for my favorite theme song tonight. Time is too precious. Thank you for joining me. I'm Sam Kennedy. Item 9, Covenant of Peace to Establish Authority, Disclaimer on Public Property. I would ask for names, then write a short 90-day covenant declaring peaceful relations and instruct them to sign. I'm sure many of you out there can easily construct a covenant of peace. Here's one I threw together. It took me 30 seconds in this particular manual for freedom. Covenant of peace in the presence of Almighty Yahweh. Underneath it, it says peace bond. And I'm reading this for all those fellas in prison. I, Judge Samuel Thomas of the family Kennedy, a sovereign in fact, living man on the land, and judge to the original jurisdiction, comma, and then there's a blank line for the name of the other party, in his or her private capacity, comma, do hereby enter into this solemn covenant in the presence of the Lord to renounce violence, aggression, and belligerency in our private intercourse and conduct ourselves lawfully and peacefully under the word of the Lord. Love thy brother as you would love thyself. Refusal to sign this document or similar dishonor comprises the refusing party's confession that Samuel Thomas of the family Kennedy is public property. Signed this day, this first day of the third month in the year of our Lord, 2007. Some points about this document raised by my friend. Where did your presumed authority derive? These are questions you can ask a judge in fiction who would presume to step on your authority. Where did your presumed authority derive? Is your presumed authority superior to the authority of our living father? Yes or no? Right here on the record is your, you like to belittle the word of the Lord, the Ten Commandments of Bard, is your authority superior to the word of God? Yes or no? On the record in front of that reporter sitting back there from Republic Broadcasting. Item C. You think that might be harder for them to admit than even that the Constitution is not in effect in their courtroom? Item C. Am I public property? Yes or no? D. Does the defendant in fiction on your paper have fingerprints? Did you or do you wish to fingerprint me? Why? Item E. Am I speaking to you through the act of a physical motion? Can the defendant in fiction speak? This is a simple concept. Excuse me, but does that defendant have mobility and sentience to conduct itself here today? Or are you coming to me? And if so, why? What is our connection? Where is your authority to come to me for your private business? Item 10, introduce the Bible. The family Bible, my friends, is a public record, and I've stated that on the air. I've stated that in our meetings numerous times, and this would be the time to remember that. That Bible should contain the history of births, deaths, marriages, christenings, and baptisms with dates in the following form. Nativity. On this, the third day of the second month in the year of our Lord, 1965, was born to the parents, whatever their names are, Samuel and Maria, of the family, whatever, by the grace of Almighty Yahweh, and in the presence of, and you would put a witness's name in, a baby weighing 6 pounds and 10 ounces, with hair the color of red, and hereby christened with a small c. By the way, christening has a general meaning, including the bestowing of a name at birth, and then it would be signed by the father, a sovereign in fact, the mother, and a witness. Item 11, the same thing could be done for deaths, marriages, christenings, and those things. When we return after this break, we're going to rush through the rest of it over the next 3 segments, and then we'll have an important announcement, especially for those facing incarceration tomorrow, or trial tomorrow. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Samuel Thomas of the family Kennedy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, folks. Before I forget, there was some confusion about the contract dispute settlement package. I'd like to make clear it is not for generalized BIC situations with courts and the like and with agencies. It's specifically for private disputes, for instance, between two doctors or if you're an independent contractor and a party's not paying you or someone makes a demand on you, something of that sort. It uses BIC process for that, most cleverly and in a way to really discourage any attorney from wanting to become involved. It's available. It is available for a donation because I'm donating my labor in creating it to a ministry, Contemporary Christian Order, and it's available from Sharon at RescueTeam.com. Sharon at RescueTeam.com. She'll tell you what's involved. It is not available for general distribution either, and she'll tell you a little bit about that, but it's for your own personal use if you have a situation of that sort. But please don't bother Sharon with lots of questions. She won't be able to answer them. This is not her bag. Her bag is to help people and to help animals, and I'm providing my blessing as best I can through this continuing donation. So thank you for understanding. It's a wonderful program, and I do encourage people to secure it, and it's not very expensive. Anyway, where were we here? Well, we introduced the Bible. I would issue an order. Remember, we spoke about preparing an order. I would issue an order. It could be oral on the spot It could be written, an order such as habeas corpus, a writ of prohibition, an order of dismissal or removal from my court, and all of my orders are entitled to full faith and credit. That's what I expect. I would also file the order as a foreign judgment with the clerk of the fiction court. I'm standing here as the court. I would never say to them, I'm standing before you as the court. I'm standing here as the court. Here is the order of the court dismissing this case. Remove these shackles. I intend to leave. I'm standing here as the court. I'm ordering this case dismissed, and I would like to file the order with the clerk. I'm standing here as a foreign judgment, I would probably say, to make it absolutely clear. I'm not looking for any sort of discretion. As a foreign, before I forget, judgment. Excuse me. I'm standing here as the court. Here is the great writ. Marshal, please serve this or give this to that man. Now, after the actor examines it, I would say, does anyone come before me with the authority to continue holding the demandant? No? Then I hereby order the dismissal of this case in fiction, and I would be the demandant on that habeas corpus. First on the page. Now remove these shackles. I hereby order the dismissal of this case in fiction. I speak the truth, by the way, folks. I have no problem calling it a case in fiction or calling him a judge in fiction. Are you an attorney? Yes, sir. I happen to be an attorney. In fact, I understand you to be an attorney in fiction. But where is your authority? How do you deign to question my authority? What gives you that authority, sir? How do you presume it? I'm standing here as the court. I hereby issue the great writ. Does anyone have the authority to come before me? Excuse me. I hereby issue a great writ of habeas corpus in original jurisdiction. Does anyone have the authority to come before me and to plead just cause to hold the demandant? Now, isn't that what a habeas corpus is? I guarantee you there won't be a peep in that courtroom. Nobody wants to stick his nose into that. The higher the judge, the more he knows what you've done. No one comes before me, then I hereby order the dismissal of this case in fiction and the release of the body. Remove these shackles. Does that make sense? All along, searching with petitions and the like, when ordering it, is the only way we would have the authority to secure the release. My public business here is concluded. Item 12. If they fail to obey my orders, as I mentioned, I would arrest, issue an order to place under arrest, issue a warrant for arrest, issue a warrant for arrest of bond, give notice of lien, remove from office, hold in contempt and order the actor to be held in custody. Excuse me, but I would also issue a subpoena commanding the presence before a 21-member grand jury to be convened, for instance, in 7 days or whenever I so choose. I would hold such a hearing wherever I was, by the way. As I said, in prison or wherever, you might say there is going to be a riot in cell block 9, but it's going to be a riot of living men holding court. That's called authority. Subpoena is very simple. It just says subpoena at the top, and then it might have a couple of checkoffs. One of them would be you're commanded to appear in your natural form before the one, before our one Supreme Court at the place, date, and time specified below to give testimony to the above proceeding. And then below it would say to be held at such and such county, the nation such and such, United with a small U, States of America, comma du jour, Main Street, number 110, 30 minutes past 10 o'clock, all spelled out in the morning, the third day of the second month in the year of our Lord, 2008. Another checkoff would be you are commanded to produce and permit inspection and copying of the following documents, objects, and or items at the place, date, and time specified below. Then I would give them a list of those items. And then I would include all the other particulars, the place, the time, the day, as I mentioned just a moment ago. Then the subpoena would conclude with failure to appear will comprise a contempt of this court. And it would be signed judge, comma, sovereign in fact, the one, our one Supreme Court, original jurisdiction in the presence of Yahweh, comma, and then it could say District of Tens or District Court to the Federal Circuit or however else you have constructed your court to reflect your status and position. Underneath that, Albany County, comma, the nation New York, as an example. I would also convene a grand jury, a fully qualified 21-member grand jury of living men who are properly commissioned under their word or their pledge and silver bond, which pledges them to obey the law, to seek indictment of living men for kidnapping, perjury, piracy, privateering, trafficking in slaves, enticement to slavery, impairment of contract, assault, battery, and any other applicable violation of the law. And if necessary, I would convene a trial, and that would be a trial of a competent jury. Item 13, enticement to slavery. If the actor attempts to give me an order or walk through my authority, I might give him the opportunity to define his crimes against humanity on the record. Excuse me, for the record in my court, are you attempting to order me to present myself as a United States person? Or, excuse me, for the record in my court, are you attempting to entice me to slavery by ordering me to present myself as a United States person? Depending on his response, I may order him subject to any of the other enforcement strategies I previously mentioned. And there are, as you can might imagine, there are a dozen ways one might expand those statements and expand the possibilities in dealing with the slavery issue. Excuse me. What is your authority to order me to present, to order a living man under the, in the presence of the Almighty Yahweh to condemn himself as a legal fiction? Are you prepared to accept the consequences for trafficking in slaves in my court? You think that might wake him up? Item 14, fire all attorneys. Now, if I work with any of these first-line soldiers of Pontius Pilate, then I would be confessing my status as a United States person. I often, those of you who have worked with me know that I often choose my timing carefully, usually just before the fireworks begin. I might fire, or I might suggest they run the other way using commercial process. No attorney has ever attempted to remain in my way once I made my position known. They would be nuts to do that. As a sovereign man, by the way, all non-commercial process served on attorneys as a sovereign man in this approach, in this capacity, would be in care of the Bar Association by registered mail where only stamps are provided on the envelope. The easiest way is buy the stamps in advance. Item 15, commerce, taxes, liens, and OID. Commercial process can get an actor's attention faster than anything else, friends. Reinforced by a sovereign man acting in our one original Supreme Court reduces them to their most fearful status, a debtor with no intimidation recourse. They can't intimidate us, and they're holding all liability. Can you imagine what it must be like to be in that capacity and up until that moment to have believed you were an invulnerable judge? I'm holding a $100 million lien against this place. If you would like, I can get three county notaries to place their seals upon it and send it to the provost, and we can hold a yard sale. As you may remember from last week, that was my friend's comment, cleaned up to a certain degree. The court is in possession of a lien. The court is in possession of a lien against this place in the amount of $100 million. I'm prepared to issue a notice of lien sale here today, and we can sell your bond and the land beneath your feet to a consortium of sovereign men. Would you like me to call the provost marshal and begin the eviction? That would be perhaps my approach. If you don't deal with the confessed successor surety here and now, I will consider that you have vacated your oath, and I will surely deal with it. Justice in my court, by the way, is swift and certain. Is that what you want me to do, or would you like to take care of it? And finally, I might say, sir, do you have a 1099 OID on the charges? I might address that to the prosecutor. And if he says what, I would ask all parties of interest, including the clerk, and if not, I tell them my public business is concluded. I'm leaving. You can go back to the business at hand. Have a nice day. We'll be back in a moment, folks.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
On the cement floor this morning, my head felt like somebody been a walking on it.
Welcome back, my friend. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. So, just a word about commerce. How does one, are commerce and sovereignty mutually exclusive? Hell no. We've been led to believe it is because the United States has taken authority unto itself and few have challenged it, that when actions occur in commerce, they have jurisdiction. Oh, commerce is ours. And I've heard some luminous patriots talk about that. Well, if it's commerce, then the United States can regulate it. Bull. That's nonsense. I use commerce because I enjoy it. And I find it lucrative and productive. There are people who are living in houses today because of commerce. They purchase them using BIC instruments. There are a number of them around the country. There are people who have had all sorts of success with commerce, things that we generally don't talk about on the air. And, of course, we've had many, many courtroom victories with commerce. More importantly, after a situation like my friend went through, the judges survive. In commerce, they don't. I received an email today about a lien that was placed, and the judge and the prosecutor being removed from office almost immediately thereafter. We have the, and this is a credible, actual report. I hope to bring that forth next week. We have those reports all the time. I love commerce. There's almost nothing I can do with commerce. But at this point in time, I think for many people, if they're facing urgent situations in a federal courtroom and 20 years incarceration, and their back is to the wall like a Wesley Snipes, and a Eddie Kahn, really, then they need to take control, and they need to take control yesterday, not tomorrow. Now, if you're in this mode, you can reject commerce. As my friend said to the judge, don't give me any of your commercial garbage. And if they deny being in commerce, which has happened numerous times, you step on them. Oh, really? I guess that's not a bailiff and you don't issue bonds. So I tell you what, why don't you lie to me one more time and I'll arrest your bond and have you removed for good? Is that what you want? Now, why don't you tell me about commerce again? Item 17 is entitled Seals. In this document, you'll see a series of seals. There are four samples that I put together. Again, let me read you from one or two of them for those folks who are in prison and won't have access to this. Here's a circle, and inside it around the upper border, it says Southland, the county, and along the lower border, it says Georgia, with a capital G, the land, facing downward, in a circle around the outside. In the middle, it says Seal of Our, with a capital O, One Supreme Court. In the middle of that, original jurisdiction. Below that, United with a small U, States of America, comma, du jour. Here's another seal. On the outside, it says District Court to the Federal Circuit at the top, United States of America, comma, du jour along the bottom. In the middle, Judge John Christopher. That's if someone has established those credentials. You can establish the court in any name that you think suits it. Some people who hate the word du jour, they think it implies certain things that I might disagree with. That's fine. Don't use it. I would say you do not want to imply that you are a fiction officer. You wish to make that perfectly clear. Here's a personal seal along the top. Around the border, it says the Great Seal for Susan Marie for the family Smith, and that occupies probably 340 degrees of the 360-degree arc. And in the middle, it has a couple of Greek characters. Alpha, in this case, I think that's an O. That wouldn't be the omega sign, though. Well, I'd have to look it up. And underneath that, four numbers identify the particular seal. So there are many ways one can put this together. There are as many seals as one wishes to design. Now, finally, a number of people have asked me recently, what do they do if they're in possession of removal papers from David Clarence? Now, I've never had a conversation with David. I very much enjoy his work, his vast knowledge, and his sense of humor. He's a funny guy. He's a very interesting fellow, very knowledgeable fellow. It's not my domain to tell you what to do. But I understand the court is operating, and I have a simple answer. If your back is to the wall, you're at the 11th hour, you understand the papers in front of you, then contact David for guidance. He's a gifted teacher. And if I were in your position, and I had my knowledge was restricted to that, and my focus had been on that, I would execute the papers. And that would then leave you with the choice of serving them in open court, because it's up to you to create your remedy as the judge, or I would execute and return them to the court in Yorktown. My understanding is that the clerk in the court in Yorktown will file those papers with some necessary annexations, but obviously David can confirm that. Remember, whether it's David, it's you, it's Keith Livingway, it's me, any believing sovereign in open court, you are the court, my friends. You are the sovereign. You make the rules. You give the orders. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. This is Take No Prisoners. I'm Sam Kennedy. I'm going to slow down a little bit because this document is just about completed. Had I known that, I probably wouldn't have rushed so much, but hopefully it's all down on the transcripts, and with the Lord's blessing, will find its way into the prisons throughout the land, and everyone will know what to do. So if you write me a note saying, can you refer me to a Sam Kennedy study club, and I say, yeah, Attica, New York, I may be responding seriously. When a living man, a sovereign in fact, walks into the halls of deception, he must remember, you must remember, you are the court. You are the sovereign. You make the rules. You give the orders. You obey the law. You are the only source of his word in that forum by their own confession of abandonment. You are Moses bringing the law into the land of the Pharaohs. you have your Bible under your hand, and it would not, knowing me, it would, when that Bible gets handed to me and tucked under my arm, if I'm standing there in shackles, I'm probably going to stand and say, all rise, because that's what judges and clerks do. Moses bringing the law into the land of the pagan gods. Well, two issues, maybe three issues left to cover. And the most important I'm going to save to the end of the program when we have all of our information. What would I do if I was Eddie Kahn? Well, Eddie has no attorney to fire. So they're going to bring Eddie in, and they may even have advance notice of what he's about to do, or what I would do if I was there. I don't know what Eddie's going to do. And I would stand very quietly. The second the judge makes his presence to be known, I think I would go immediately. I would skip over authority and go immediately to the great writ and say, I'm standing here as the court, and here is a great writ of habeas corpus, handing it over to the marshal, which I am serving under order of this court. Now, that great writ would be headed, our one Supreme Court, held at whatever county, comma, nation, whatever state, a superior court for the people, original jurisdiction under Yahweh, with exclusive superior jurisdiction under Confederation, United States of America, comma, de jure. And named as the demandant would be the people on the land, comma, as an example, Albany County, comma, nation, New York, comma, United States of America, de jure. Ex rel, I would probably take that out because I don't want any Latin in here, embodied in the living man's name, my name, Samuel Thomas Kennedy. And it would be against, and I would list the living Christian name of the judge, the warden, the director of the police agency, whoever it is applicable to bring forth the body. So I think I might go right to that very slowly and deliberately, having that tucked in my drawers if necessary and pulled out and provided to the court, to their court, from my court. Here is a great writ. I am commanding you to bring forth the body and to step forward if anyone can show just cause and authority to detain me any longer. The court has spoken. Does anyone come before me with the authority to detain this living man? And if not, I'm going to move to removing those shackles and remove these shackles. And if I wanted to have some real fun, I would give an order dismissing the case. Knowing me, I'd have both orders prepared and ready to go. I haven't thought about Eddie's case. I've been preparing for this program all day, both in contemplation and in writing. But it appears to me, as I think about it now, that there are a great number of options that Eddie could use. Now, when he opens his mouth, the judge is going to attempt to knock him off path. It could be anything from, Mr. Kane, you need to get an attorney. Mr. Kane, if you don't keep quiet, I'm going to have the guards muzzle you. And at that point, I'd go right to it. By what authority do you come before this court, sir? And I wouldn't stop there. That might catch him by surprise. He might answer. Whatever he does, my next step is going to be to place him under arrest. If you utter one more word without a delegation of authority that you can produce in front of me now that's greater than my authority under the Almighty, I'm going to issue an order. I'm going to order that marshal to place you under arrest. And let's see what happens. It can be no worse than being kidnapped and sitting in prison indefinitely while they hold a kangaroo court. And then all of the methods and the statements and technologies, which I hope in the matter of one weekend can become a part of one's character would come to bear. What would a judge do under those circumstances? And if the judge moves into abject assault and battery and actually orders someone to place a gag or remove me, I'm going to react accordingly. I'm going to make it clear what the consequences for that judge are. I'm going to stop that party. Even if I'm in shackles, I'm going to stop him in his footsteps. Do not take another move. I'm placing you under arrest. Marshal, arrest that man. Remove him from the building. I don't want to see him in my sight again. I'm going to find the weakest link in that room, just like they find the weakest link in your psyche, and I'm going to attack that with one party who hesitates and expand from there. Remember in the outlaw Josie Wales, when he was crossing the street in that town and those four soldiers confronted him, and he shot three of them, and then that wonderful Native American, that old-timer, a former chief, shot the other, and when they were out traveling on the prairies, the old-timer asked Josie how he knew what he was going to do, and he said, well, the one with crazy eyes, I knew he would draw first, so I went for him first. The other one, he had fear in his eyes, so I didn't pay him no mind. And the older fellow said, well, what about the fourth one? And Josie said, I paid him no mind. You were there. It's the same principle. I'm going to look for the weakest link and attack it. The young marshal who's confused. The bailiff who's half asleep. The clerk. I'm going to use liens and liability, warrants for the arrest of the bond, warrants for their arrest, orders for their arrest, and all the other things we spoke about. Probably a dozen others could come to mind if I had more time today and if you had more time today. So let me read you from this very simple one-paragraph great writ. It says, below the caption, it fits on one page, great writ. Imagine, we do away with the 100 pages petitioning them to issue it, and here's what we issue. We the people, comma, by sole and exclusive right to be free and self-governing, comma, in exercise of our exclusive jurisdiction to issue, might say exclusive authority to issue all necessary writs in aid of our respective jurisdiction, hereby command you, all named respondents, jointly and severally, under this binding writ of habeas corpus, to produce and disclose the body corpus of, and that would be my name in there, or it could be the name of someone else. Anybody can place a habeas corpus and enact a habeas corpus into the record, even under their rules. To disclose the body corpus, to produce and disclose the body corpus of such and such, comma, sovereign in fact, comma, living soul on the land who you are holding under restraint of liberty, comma, at, and then if I had a particular mind in a particular time in mind, it would say at 15 minutes after 3 p.m. on the land, Main Street, comma, number 103, comma, Albany County, comma, Nation, New York, at which time you are commanded to exhibit, comma, disclose, and verify under pains and penalties of perjury against the people to this court, against the people, disclose to this court the lawful nature and cause of the restraint of liberty, if any there be, comma, by order of the court and filed with the clerk of the court and recorded in the public record of Albany County, comma, the Nation, New York. If you're in prison and you can't record it, then don't have that sentence, and it doesn't reduce its effectiveness or to be recorded in the public record, and you can indicate the court where you'll be presenting it. New paragraph. If such restraint of liberty, see what you're commanding? Them to verify, disclose, and exhibit under pains and penalty of perjury to your court, the court of Yahweh, to disclose the lawful nature and cause of the restraint of liberty, and they cannot comply. If such restraint of liberty is found to be without cause and unlawful, comma, the court will order the immediate release of the body, and that's exactly what you would do. And you would have written this document, you would have it fresh in your mind when you go in and know exactly how to execute. So ordered, this third day of the second month in the year of our Lord, in the third century of the divinely ordained, independence of America. That's one way to do it, or you could just keep it simple, in the year of our Lord. Although, we don't know the Lord's calendar. By rights, when we're doing an abatement, it should have no date, because we are not wise enough to know what the date is. But sometimes we use the date properly spelled out, as you've just witnessed. And then it would be signed, judge, comma, sovereign in fact, underneath that, Supreme Court, comma, original jurisdiction. Under that, in the presence of Yahweh, comma, it might add District of Tens, it might add District Court to the Federal Circuit. Under that, Albany County, comma, the nation, New York. And for those who don't understand District of Tens, you might read Exodus and see when Moses' father is talking with him about delegating his authority. The original delegation of authority coming down to rulers of tens, rulers of hundreds, rulers of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens, the wise man having the authority over the family and over the district of tens, the small communities, to interpret the law. And as I recall, it says that if they do not have the appropriate answers or do not have the capability to handle the question, that they should then bring it to Moses. And boy, that could be a whole nother program in and of itself. So this writ of habeas corpus and the writ of prohibition and the manual for freedom are available at, let me see if I can find the entry, folks, www.commonlawvenue.net. Don't go rushing there now. It's not there yet. And it won't be until tomorrow morning. And at that time, you'll probably be able to download this audio as well at the Republic Broadcasting Network archives. So if I was Eddie, I would walk in there. I would be ready both mentally by temperament. I would perhaps have a couple of pieces of paper on my person, and I would take control of that courtroom. I would expect them to provide a day or two of imposed argument and sleep deprivation. I'd be prepared for it. That would be my penance for my mistakes of the past. I would write in public. One thing I forget in his case would be absolutely critical to rescind all prior process. And in Eddie's case, a piece of paper on that would be nice. Here is a notice of rescission I'm filing with your clerk by this court. Could be an order from the court, an order of rescission from this court rescinding all signatures of the living man, Eddie, I don't know Eddie's middle name, of the family con, on all documents other than acceptances for value. There would also be a notice of waiver of benefits and privileges, as we discussed, and that too could be done, probably should be done, by an order of the court. Once you have those in place, the rest is up here in the head. That's where it happens, and in the heart, that's where the belief is. At that point, we do not back down. We know in our heart we have placed into this everything that's needed. We haven't asked them to consider. We're not worried if the process will lie or not lie. We're not asking for their discretion. We're not asking for their judicial review. We've done it. It's done. It's signed, sealed, and delivered, as they say. When that phrase was conceived, they were talking about sovereign men and women. So it all comes down to how badly do you want it. Anyway, let me observe that next week, possibly the week after, we're planning to have a special guest, our friend, the patriot, who stripped the emperor of his raiment. And I'm also hoping to have Keith Livingway on as a guest As far as I know, Keith is the founder or one of the founders of Cancelatura process, and that process has matured greatly and has been streamlined, and I think he'd like to bring that message forth consistent with what we've been speaking about today. So friends, I hope you join me in the second Exodus, the year of our Lord, 2008. To my friends who are waiting at this very moment in motel rooms alongside various United States gulags, this is the moment of truth. I know you're there with members of your family. Tomorrow you are supposed to report as a felon. Tomorrow you subject yourself to endless humiliation at the hands of complete strangers for a crime you were never able to commit. Tomorrow you throw yourself on the mercy of the devil's soldiers, men who worship uniforms and badges and have no conscience and no connection to you other than a piece of paper issued by a stranger and a piece of paper that claims dominion over your life in some fashion. Tomorrow you accept the concept of praying to men. And we will address that issue in the final segment when Take No Prisoners returns in 2 minutes.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you for joining me. To my friends, sitting, you can imagine sitting in that motel, those of you who are not, awaiting a report to the iron door of a federal prison tomorrow. Tomorrow, those of you who are, you accept the concept of praying to men, to badges you never agreed to support, to presumption of your status as a slave, to slivers of paper that were conceived to make you consent to be a slave. Tomorrow you become Hillary Clinton, a facilitator to tyranny and paganism. You confess by your actions to being an inmate, a parolee, an ex-con, a plague on society by your own admission. Tomorrow you enter their house, your rights turned into privileges from fictions of your own creation. You submit to whatever evil tests strangers wish to concoct. You become a child of the devil, a pagan worshiper setting the worst possible example for your children and grandchildren, who would know better if you were around. My father, the felon, subject of Warden John Smith, a confessed pagan and complete stranger to you. Tomorrow you elect to place yourself in years of mortal danger, where your life and your health could be lost against your will, and you have no power to stop it if you present. For those who might wish you to serve your time, for those loved ones who feel you should serve your time because you deserve it, I ask those people to think ahead. How will you feel if your loved one loses his life or succumbs to cancer while in the joint because you used your influence to make him confess to impossible crimes? Will you suddenly feel the pangs of responsibility, like the proud mother who volunteered her son into the army because she was too lazy to do the hard work of raising him to be pious, and then she's presented with his bones in a body bag? Would that mother have sung a different tune if the United States had disclosed when he was inducted that her son is their property? Will you sing a different tune now that you know your loved one is the lowest form of property, a confessed debtor felon? Or do you still insist that he relinquish his morality, his soul, and his divinity to promote a peaceful image for the neighbors? You do not have to be a slave. Tomorrow, instead, you can be reborn in the image of Christ, choosing to be the free man that the Almighty Yahweh intended. How much shame did Jesus accept as his burden? I've searched, I've looked, I've read, and as far as I know, none. If you choose freedom at the precipice of defeat, your words will have unlimited value thereafter to thousands and thousands of freedom-loving men and women. You can tour the country teaching others, or they will come to you, and no master will ever again control you, your livelihood, or your family. You don't have to worry about the career you're leaving behind. These are the words of truth, and I hope you will consider them well in the long, dark hours till morning. Good night, and God bless, my friends.
With recent